where I'm going.
昨天才发现他要去的那个国家肯尼亚现在正在经历战乱。
So we've got to make a decision whether or not to go to a nation that has some political unrest or just go ahead and just trust God to keep us safe.
因为他们现在要做一个决定，要不要去那个很动荡的国家，他们需要神的带领。
As of this moment, I'm going to be going, so I could use your prayers.
他现在决定他还是要去，所以他需要大家为他迫切的祷告。
You can. I'm going to ask you to write in Chinese.
Okay.
So I'll put you over on this side. 主啊, we invite your presence to this this place here.
主啊，求你今天下午来到这个地方。
We pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us.
求你的圣灵引导我们。
To tutor us into the truth.
求你的圣灵辅导我们，让我们看到真理。
And we pray for our lives to be changed.
我们祷告，求你改变我们的生命。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.
Many years ago, an evangelist came to a town and preached strongly on the need to be a witness.
好多年前，有一个布道家来到一个小镇，向当地人传讲如何去传福音。
And in the audience was a barber.
在听众当中有一个剃头匠。
And he was very afraid of being a witness.
这个剃头匠他是很不情愿为主传福音的。
But he was convicted by the Holy Spirit, and so he said, I will witness tomorrow.
但是那一天他被圣灵感动，下定决心，第二天就要去传讲福音。
So the next day he went into his shop.
第二天他开了业。
And his first customer came in.
来了第一个顾客。
And he said, I'm going to witness to this man.
他对自己说，我今天就要向这位顾客传福音。
So he put him in the barber chair and put an apron around him.
然后就把顾客领到椅子上坐好，系上围裙。
Then he lathered his face up with the lather.
然后脸上涂满了肥皂。
And he took out his razor blade.
拿出他的剃头刀。
And started to stroke it on the leather strap.
然后就开始在磨剃头刀。
And he was very anxious, so he was going like this.
因为他很紧张，所以越来越快。
And then he said, "Well, I'll just go right to the bottom line."
他就想得，我现在就要传福音了。
He picked the razor up. He said,
他就举起剃头刀说,
"Are you ready to die and meet God?"
你有没有准备好死后见神呢？
And the man saw it, and he just jumped out of the chair and ran out of his shop.
那个顾客吓得就夺门而逃。
For many of us, it's very difficult to be a witness for Christ.
我们所有的人都有同样的 难处。 我们在讲福音的时候都觉得很为难。
Maybe we're naturally shy, or we have a personality that's inward.
也许是因为我们个性使然，我们是不善于跟人打交道。
For others, the culture around us seems so strange, we don't know what to say.
特别是当我们所处的文化环境，我们自己也不熟悉的时候，我们不知道该说些什么。
But today I want to focus on what it takes for us to be a witness for Christ.
所以今天就同大家分享一下，我们要向人传福音的时候应该注意些什么。
And if you think it was difficult, if you think it's difficult to do it today, it was just as difficult for Paul to do it 2,000 years ago.
如果你觉得今天传福音很难的话，那么保罗在几千年前也面临同样的难处。
The situation in Athens is very similar to the situation that we find ourselves in Fairfield County.
当保罗在雅典所面临的难处和我们今天在 我们所住的南康州是一样的。
Athens was the philosophical center of the Roman Empire.
雅典是当时罗马帝国的哲学的中心。
It was culturally very rich.
它是一个有丰富的文化遗产的地方。
It had a finance center that was located there.
那里有金融中心。
Its people were very educated and they were great thinkers.
那里面的人都受了很好的教育，并且善于思考。
So that's very similar to what we find ourselves in Fairfield County.
和我们今天在南康州的情形差不多。
But it's interesting that even in this situation, Paul gives us a model of what our lives should be as we reach out.
在这样一种环境下，保罗他给了我们一个做了一个好的榜样，教导我们应该如何传福音。
And it was this model that changed the world.
就是保罗他用了他这套办法改变了世界。
Let me give you a little test.
考考大家。
How many believers were there on the day of Pentecost as they began that day?
在五旬节的时候，地上有多少信徒？
120 were gathered together in prayer in the upper room.
在那个时候有120人。
So in the year 33, we have 120 followers of Christ.
在公元33年，地球上有120个基督的信徒。
By the year 100, the estimates are that there were 20,000 followers of Christ.
但是到了which year?
100.
在公元100年的时候，地球上已经有20,000个信徒。
And by the year 313, when Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, the estimates are 20 million.
但是到了公元315年，也就是基督教被罗马帝国立为国教的时候，地球上已经有20,000基督徒。
So the question is, how does Christianity in 300 years go from 120 to 20 million?
问题就是说，基督教怎么样在300年当中从120人发展到了20,000人？
And the answer is to follow this model.
答案就是今天要讲的保罗传福音的一个模式。
It's a pretty simple model. I'll give it to you right as we start.
这是一个很简单的模式。
First of all, we need to move out.
第一，我们需要走出去。
Second of all, we need to latch on.
第二，我们要挂上钩。
Third, we need to speak out.
第三，要讲出来。
And the fourth is we need to invest in.
第四，要投入进去。
So now you can go to sleep. Move out, latch on, speak out, invest in. Pretty simple.
走出去，挂上钩，讲出来，投进去，非常简单。
Could you write move out right there? That'd be great.In verses 16 through 21, there were five groups that Paul moved out to.
在16到21节，我们看到保罗他走到五种人当中。
There were the Jews.
第一种人就是犹太人。
There were the Gentiles.
第二种就是外邦人。
There's the marketplace.
第三种就是集市上的人。
The Epicurean,
philosophers,
and the Stoic philosophers.
还有斯多葛学派的人。
Five groups.
五种人。
And I'm going to call them tribes.
我们称他们为部落。
Because each one of these tribes has its own culture, its own language, its own history.
因为每一个部落都有他们自己特定的语言、历史。
These five groups are distinct from each other.
这五个部落彼此很不相同。
And what Paul realizes is that these groups are not coming to him, so he's going to go to them. He's moving out.
保罗意识到这五种人不会向他来靠拢，所以他就主动地走出去接近他们。
Just so that we understand, the Jewish group, they would have a rich tradition of the Hebrew scriptures.
犹太人这个部落，他们有很丰富的犹太经文。
So when Paul worked with the Jewish people, he would turn to the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, and prove that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以当保罗接近这一部落的人的时候，他就向他们展示犹太经文，向他们指出耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
The Gentiles didn't have that, so he had to go and convince them that Jesus was a better God than the Greek pantheons.
对于外邦人，保罗要向他们陈明。耶稣基督是唯一的真神，比他们所拜的假神都要高出他们所拜的假神。
in the marketplace, he would go and convince them that becoming a Christian was the best life that you could have here on earth.
对那些在集市上的人，保罗要向他们证明，跟随主耶稣基督能使他们得到在地球上所能得到最好的生活。
The Epicureans were the original deists. They said, well, there is a God, but he sort of forgot about the universe, so everything happens by chance.
伊壁鸠鲁学派的人，他们不相信神对人是有是关心人的，所以他们觉得一切都是顺其自然。
And the Stoics, they were the hard workers that said we have to work our way to God.
斯多葛学派的人认为他们需要人类自己的辛勤努力去寻找神。
So all of these groups are different.
每一个部落都不一样。
And the first strategy that we need to have is that every person in this church needs to be going to a tribe.
所以我们今天要学的第一个策略就是教会的每一个人都要走出去走进一个部落。
You are probably already in a tribe and maybe you don't even realize it.
你也许已经身处一个部落自己还没有意识到。
There's a tribe at the workplace.
因为在工作的地方也是一个部落。
There is a tribe at your health club.
在你的健身俱乐部也可能是一个部落。
There's a tribe at your neighborhood.
在你的邻居也那里也是一个部落。
For all those that are bowlers, there's a bowling tribe.
那些喜欢打保龄球的人，你的保龄球场也是一个部落。
There are tribes at school.
在学校也是一个部落。
Open your eyes and see that there are tribes all around us.
你们只需要睁开眼睛，就会发现我们身边大大小小全是部落。
And the Lord's last command was what?
什么是主最后的诫命呢?
Go into all the world, to all nations, and make disciples.
把福音传到地极。
So we need to move out and start living in these tribes.
所以我们要走出去，到那些部落当中和他们一同生活。
What tribe is God calling you to be part of?
神呼召你去哪一个部落呢?
Do you think it's scary to leave the comfort of the church and move into a tribe?
你觉得离开教会的温室到外边的一个部落去是不是很可怕?
It is.
确实如此。
In fact, in this text here, they call Paul a name. They call him a babbler.
在经文中，当地人也称保罗是胡言乱语的。
Which is a derogatory term that means like a bird that picks up seeds from the ground.
这是一个极其贬义的说法，是形容一个鸟，它就是不停地从地上叼一些乱七八糟的东西吃。
But Paul didn't let that stop him from moving out.
但是保罗并没有被吓倒。
The second strategy is to latch on.
第二个策略就是挂上钩。
Could you write latch on? Verses 22 and 23, he shows us this.
在22到23节向我们讲这个事情。
He starts with the positive.
保罗一开始陈述的时候是从正面的肯定入手。
He said, men of Athens, I see that you are very religious.
他说众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
He doesn't start, this place is filled with idols.
他并没有说你们这个鬼地方都是充满了偶像。
He builds on a positive. He picks something from that culture that he can attach himself to.
他从当地的文化里面找到一些正面积极的东西，然后呢，去把自己放在那个积极的那一面，然后与当地人产生一种联系。
Let me tell you something that we know about every one of these tribes.
现在给大家讲一讲牧师所知的关于这几个部落的一些事情。
God is already working in them.
因为神已经在他们中间做工。
He is already drawing people to himself in every tribe and nation on this planet.
在这个星球上的每一个部落、每一种国家文化当中，神都已经在做工，吸引里面的人归向他。
We need to have the wisdom to know how to go in and speak that language and latch onto it.
我们仅仅需要有从神那里来的智慧，知道如何和他们一起进入他们当中，和他们挂上钩。
And this is how he latches on. He goes, I saw an idol called to an unknown God.
保罗是怎么挂钩的呢？他说，我游行的时候看到你们所敬拜的有一个神叫做未知之神。
And I'm here today to tell you about that unknown God.
我今天就来向你们讲一讲这个未知之神是怎么回事。
Literally, what this says is, what therefore you unknowingly reverence, I proclaim to you.
他当时写的就 which verse?
What he's
他说的就是你们不知不觉中你们所敬畏的，今天我要向你们陈明。
What he is saying is, these two groups denied that God was active in our world.
这两组人他们否定说神在我们的世界当中有一个积极的介入。
They're saying that, yeah, well, God created the world, but he walked away, and so we don't have no relationship with God.
他们的理论认为神虽然创造了世界，但是神是对我们置之不顾，就走开了。
And what Paul is saying is you can't live that way.
保罗告诉他们，你们的生命活出来并不是这样的。
And he points out to them in his argument that you cannot live in a world without absolutes.
他并且告诉他们，你们不可能生活在一个没有绝对真理的世界当中。
Let me ask you a few questions and tell me whether these things are absolutely wrong.
问大家几个问题，大家想想这些是不是绝对的错误。
Is it wrong for Hitler to kill 6 million Jews?
希特勒杀了这么多犹太人，这是不是错误呢？
Yes. Is it always wrong?
是不是永远错误呢？
Is it wrong for Stalin to kill 20 million Russians?
斯大林也杀了很多苏联人，这是不是错误的？
This year, 7,000 Indian women will be killed in widow burning.
今年有7000个印度妇女将会被烧死，活活烧死，因为她们是寡妇。这是不是错误的？
What that means is that the husband will die, and at the cremation of the husband, they will throw the wife onto that fire.
因为在他们的丈夫死去以后，他们会在葬礼上被投入火中，一同殉葬。
Is that wrong?
这是不是错的？
Is it wrong for Dr. Mengel to experiment on human beings with gruesome experiments?
那个纳粹的医生在人的身上采取活体实验，是不是错误的？
In our hearts, we know that these things are always wrong.
在我们内心深处，我们知道这些行为都是永远错误的。
And because we know in our hearts that they're always wrong, it proves there is a God.
就是因为我们内心知道这些事情是错误的，这一点就证明世上是有神的。
You cannot live your life denying God and saying, well, everything is relative.
你不可能去活一种生命，你否认神，认为什么事情都是相对而言的。
So this is your homework.
这就是你们今天的家庭作业。
In the group that you are going to move into,
在你们将要走入的那一群人当中
，There are little keys that are there placed by God Himself.
神已经把一些钥匙放在那些人心里。
And this key will unlock the hearts of people.
你只要去转动这些钥匙，就可以打开他们的心门。
And you need to ask God to help you discover that key.
你要向神祷告，求他带领你找到这些钥匙。
If you pray, he will answer.
如果你祷告，神就会应允。
So we have move out.
所以我们要走出去。
We have latch on.
我们要挂上钩。
The third strategy is to speak out.
还有，我们就要讲出来。
He is now going to speak to a tribe that has no knowledge of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament.
保罗将要讲的东西，他对一群人讲的，这些人对，希伯来的这些经文毫无所知，一无所知。
They have no knowledge of the life of Christ.
他们对耶稣的生平也一无所知。
I wonder what he's going to say.
我奇怪，想要知道保罗将会对这一群人说些什么。
Because this will be probably an exact parallel to the group, to the tribe that you're going to be reaching out to.
因为这些人可能就是你们将要去，去传福音的那一波人。
Paul gives four non-negotiables in his speaking out.
保罗向他们指出了四个不可推诿的事实。
The first is he says that God is the creator and the provider of everything that we have.
第一，神是创造主，他也是向我们供应一切所需的神。
God is not a tree; He made the trees.
神不是一棵树，神造了树。
God is not unconcerned with our lives; He wants to be involved with us.
神对我们的生活并不是不管不顾的，神愿意成为我们生活的一部分。
He emphasizes a theological term here called the aseity of God.
这里面就涉及到一个神学的名词。
The aseity of God means that God is sufficient in himself.
这个词的意思就是说神他自己是自给自足的。
God has no needs.
神对我们没有什么需要。
So when he created us, it wasn't because he had a need. He had perfect fellowship in the Trinity.
神造了我们并不是因为他需要我们，神自己在三位一体当中就已经得到了满足。
He also emphasizes that God is not limited to a particular place or temple.
神也不局限于一个特定的庙宇或者会堂。
The second truth that he says is that God has a desire to know us and for us to know him.
保罗指出第二个真理就是神迫切地想要认识我们，也想要让我们认识他。
If you could read verse 27, it says that God seeks us.
27节讲到要叫他们寻求神。
He wants us to reach out and find him.
他想要让我们去寻找他，并且找到他。
See, what we're talking about here is not a religion.
我们所谈论的并不是一种宗教。
Christianity is not a bunch of rules that we keep.
基督教并不是人所需要遵守的一些条条框框。
Christianity is a relationship with the living God of the universe.
基督教是我们和这个创造宇宙万物这个真神的一种关系。
And he wants to be our God, and he wants to be our friend.
这个神想要让我们认识到他是我们的神，他想要成为我们的朋友。
And he is waiting for us to reach out to him.
他在那里等着我们去寻求他。
The third truth of his message is that God is just.
并且保罗又讲到神是公义的。
And sin is a crucial issue.
我们的罪是一个很要命的东西。
But what God realizes is that sin will condemn us eternally to be separated from Him.
因为神知道，因为我们的罪，我们就要在永恒里面与神隔绝。
And so He doesn't invite us to repent; He commands us to repent.
神并不是邀请我们去悔改，神命令我们悔改。
He's there, don't you realize what's ahead of you if you don't deal with your sin?
神对我们喊说，你们知不知道，如果你不悔改的话，会有什么结果呢？
Heaven and hell are real.
天堂和地狱都是真实的。
They are eternal.
天堂和地狱都是在永恒里面真实的事情。
So God says, stop, come to heaven.
所以神说，你们不要再往地狱去走了，来天堂。
And he has put warning signs all around the entrance to hell. Don't go in there.
在地狱的入口处，神放了各种各样的警示牌，就是为了让我们能够知道 不去陷到里面。
The final truth that he gives in his message is that there is a resurrected Jesus.
最后的一个无可推诿的事实就是神给了我们一个复活的真神主耶稣基督。
Let's go down the list of world religious leaders and tell me, are they dead or are they alive?
我们列举一下世界其他宗教的领袖，看看他们是死了还是活着。
Moses.
摩西。
Dead or alive?
死了活了。
Mohammed.
穆罕默德。
Dead.
死了。
Buddha.
那个菩萨。
Confucius.
孔子。
Dead as a doornail.Joseph Smith, dead. Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
alive.
他是活着的。
He died, but he rose on the third day.
他虽然死了，但是在第三天复活。
Now Jesus' resurrection is an historical event.
耶稣的复活是一个历史事实。
There were people that saw him die.
当时的人都看到他死了。
There were 513 people that saw him alive.
但是513个人看到他活过来。
Now, if you're going to say that he's dead, prove it to me.
如果你认为耶稣还是死了，你向我证明。
Show me the historical evidence that you have that Jesus is still in a tomb.
你向我们证明耶稣基督他是在坟墓里的骸骨。
There is none.
没有，没有这样的证明。
Even his enemies said the tomb was empty.
甚至他的敌人承认耶稣的墓是空的。
The lie was, well, the disciples, the brave fishermen disciples, came with their hunting knives.
有一些人造谣说是因为耶稣的门徒来把他偷走了。
And they beat up the Roman guard.
他们晚上来把那个罗马看守的人打跑了。
And they tied him up.
把他们捆起来
and then ran away with Jesus' body.
然后把耶稣的尸身偷走了。
You know what? That doesn't match with what happened with Thomas.
但是这个理论和那个多马所讲述的不一样。
Thomas said after the resurrection, I'm not believing.
多马说他不相信耶稣已经复活了。
Until I put my finger in the nail print in his hand,
直到他把手亲自放到耶稣的钉痕上面，他才会相信。
And put my hand in his side.
然后把他的手放到耶稣肋旁，他才会相信。
That is the message we speak out.
那就是我们要传讲的。
Now let's go to the last one.
最后一个。
Invest in.
投进去。
There are three responses to the message that Paul gives at the Areopagus.
当地的人听完了保罗的讲话以后，有三种反应。
The first group criticize him.
第一种人不相信。
The second group is curious and they say, "Tell us more."
第二种人很好奇，想知道更多的事情。
And the third group.Though very small, is convinced he's telling the truth.
第三种人，这种人很少，但是他们相信了。
When people respond to the message,
当人们听到你讲的话以后，
we have a responsibility to invest in them.
我们有责任把我们投入更多的时间精力。和他们在一起。
Invest what?
你要投进去什么呢？
Invest our lives in them.
把我们自己的生命投进去。
I would suggest an acronym, WARM.
牧师总结了一个要点，就是 WARM.
The W stands for get together with them.And talk about the word of God.
W 就是和他们在一起讲神的话。
Just say, you've trusted Christ. We're going to meet tomorrow and we're going to talk about Matthew chapter 1 through 3. Read it tonight, and if you have any questions, I'll answer them tomorrow.
就好比你今天跟他们说，明天大家一起查经，要查马太1到3章，你们好好读一下，明天来讨论。
Get this person reading God's word every day.
督促人们读神的话语。
The A stands for accountability.
这个下面一个代表问责制。
Say, I'm going to ask you some hard questions.
你要问一些问题。
Because in your progress towards Christ, God's going to change your life and you're going to be tempted to go back to old sins.
因为当人们向神靠拢的时候，都要受到一些引诱，被引诱就回到老地方去了。
The R stands for relationship. I am now going to be your best friend.
R就是代表关系。
We good? And the M stands for mission. We are now going to pray for other people in the tribe.
最后的M代表的是使命，因为我们要为这些人祷告。
Pretty simple, right?
很简单吧。
That's called disciple making.
那就是培养门徒的。
That's all it is.
这就是怎么样培养门徒。
I want to end with a story. Could I have your pen?
最后给大家讲一个故事。
And this is a story that comes from 1973.
这个故事发生在1973年。
There were these two senior citizens.
有两个老人。
This was the grandpa.
一个老爷爷。
And this is the grandma.
一个老奶奶。
And they were in their mid-70s.
他们都70多了。 And
they decided that they were going to reach out to a tribe called hippies.
他们当时就知道自己要到一个部落，这个部落就是嬉皮士。
Now some of,
Yes, fine.
Some of you don't know what a hippie is, and I will define a hippie.
你们可能不知道什么是个嬉皮。A
hippie has long hair.
嬉皮他的头发都很长。A
hippie takes drugs.
而且他们吸毒。A
hippie listens to rock music.
他们听摇滚乐。
A hippie says, groovy.
他们就说, groovy.
And there is a hippie in this group who is a pot-smoking, drug-selling hippie freak.
那个嬉皮是有一个人，就是又吸毒又干嘛的一个人。
And these two seniors invite this hippie over to their house regularly to have pie that this grandma makes.
这对老人家就经常邀请这个嬉皮到家里来吃一些点心，这个老奶奶做的点心。Now
this pie is strawberry rhubarb pie, and it is the best tasting on the eastern half of the United States.
这个老奶奶最拿手的就是一个很甜的饼。So
this hippie talks to these grandparents, these seniors, for many hours about the things of God.
所以在吃点心的时候，他们就可以向这个嬉皮谈好几个小时关于神的事情。In
May of 1973, this hippie decides to travel halfway across the United States.
在1973年5月，这个嬉皮他决定要横穿美国。And
this hippie needs a ride to get to Route 80.
但是呢，他先需要有人把他送到80号公路上。So
these two seniors say, we'll give you a ride.
所以老爷爷、老奶奶就决定带他去。So
they travel in their car, both of them sitting up front, with this hippie in the back seat.
所以这对老人家就驾着车，这个嬉皮坐在后座上，他们就上路了。And
again, they talk about God.
一路上也在谈论神的事情。And
when the hippie gets out of the car, they say, we're going to pray for you now and when you leave.
当嬉皮下车的时候，老人家对他说：“我们现在开始为你祷告。”Then
these two seniors gather all kinds of people around the Allentown, Pennsylvania area to pray for this hippie on his trip.
然后这对老人家就召集了他们认识的好多人，一起为这个嬉皮祷告。当这个人在外面游历的时候，这个后面就有人为他祷告。
And after 2 weeks of prayer, Their prayer is so strong that Satan releases his grip on this hippie.
因为这些人的祷告如此的强烈，撒旦终于松开了对这个嬉皮的捆绑。
Do you know how I know about this story?
你们知道我是怎么知道这个故事的吗？
I'm the hippie.
因为牧师就是那个嬉皮。
And on May 20th,
在五月二十日
，1973,
一九七三年。
Because of the prayers of my grandparents,
因为他祖父母的祷告
Satan let go of me, and my eyes were open, and I saw the beauty of Jesus.
那个撒旦松开了他的捆绑，牧师他当时得以看到耶稣的美好。
I stand before you today because of two 70-year-old grandparents that reached out to a tribe.And shared the love of Christ and prayer with that hippie.
我今天得以站在你们的面前，就是因为当年这对老人家他们走到了这个嬉皮的部落当中，向我们这种人传福音。
I was changed.
牧师他改变了生命。
Which impacted my church in Stanford.
他生命的改变影响了他在斯坦福这个教会的改变
，which impacted a man named Kwai Hung Chung who came to my door in 1985 and started this church.
也影响了一个人，那个人在八十年代来到牧师，哦，这个牧师，然后来到牧师来到 Scott 牧师家里面，后来决定成立了我们这个教会
，which this Friday will impact Africa.
然后这个教会这个。星期五要去到非洲传福音。
They changed the world.
他们就是这样改变了世界。
And so can you.
你们也可以做到同样的事情。
I'm going to ask that you commit yourself to this strategy.
我想请大家为这个策略献身。
That you would say to God today, I am going to move out.Latch on, speak out, and invest in God's kingdom.
请你今天对神说，你愿意走出去，挂上钩，讲出来，投进去。
And I'd like you to picture, we're going to do this, but I want you to put your hands in front of you.
请你把手拿出来，放了，举起来。
And in the, your hands right now is your life.
现在你手里面举的就是你自己的生命。
It's your family.
你的家人。
It's your career.
你的事业。
It's everything that you are as an individual.
是你作为一个个体所拥有的一切。
And I want you to give this to God today.
我请你把这手里的这些东西交给神。
And say, God, I'm giving this all to you.
对神说，我把这些都交给你。
And today, I commit myself to living according to this strategy.
今天我要向你下决心，要为了这样的策略而生活。
Take these moments and talk to God. He can hear all of us in our prayers.
你们用一小会儿来向神祷告。
Lord, we commit ourselves to your kingdom today.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够下决心，为了你的神国的事工。
Guide us to those folks that we can invest our lives in.
求你带领我们，让我们能够把我们的生命投入。
Fill us with your love and your spirit.
使我们生命中充满你的爱和你的圣灵。
We commit it all to you.
我们把一切都交给你。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing a song. We're going to sing a song.